Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Tam asmin pratyag atmanam. Dhiya yoga pravrittaya. Bhaktya viraktya jnanena. Vivichatmani chintayet. Tam asmin pratyagatmanam. Dhiya yoga pravrittaya. Bhaktya viraktya jnanena. Vivichatmani chintayet. Tam unto him. Asmin in this. Pratyag atmanam. The supersoul. Dhyā. With the mind. Yoga pravrittaya. Engaged in devotional service. Bhaktya. Through devotion. Viraktya. Through detachment. Jnanena. Through spiritual knowledge. Vivichya. Considering carefully. Atmani, in the body. Chintayet, one should contemplate. Translation. Therefore, through devotion, detachment, and advancement in spiritual knowledge acquired through concentrated devotional service, one should contemplate that supersoul as present in this very body, although simultaneously apart from it. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. One can realize the Supersoul within oneself. Nice way to start the purport. He is within one's body, but apart from the body, or transcendental to the body. Although sitting in the same body as the individual soul, the supersoul has no affection for the body, whereas the individual soul does. One has to detach himself, therefore, from this material body by discharging devotional service. It is clearly mentioned here, bhaktya, that one has to execute devotional service to the Supreme, as is stated in the first canto, second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam 1-7. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. When Vasudev, the all-pervading Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is served in complete, pure devotion, detachment from the material world immediately begins. The purpose of Sankhya is to detach oneself from material contamination. This can be achieved simply by devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one is detached from the attraction of material prosperity, one can actually concentrate his mind upon the Supersoul. As long as the mind is distracted towards the material, there is no possibility of concentrating one's mind and intelligence upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His partial representation, Supersoul. In other words, one cannot concentrate one's mind and energy upon the Supreme unless one is detached from the material world. Following detachment from the material world, one can actually attain transcendental knowledge of the Absolute Truth. He keeps weaving the same statement back and forth. As long as one is entangled in sense enjoyment or material enjoyment, it is not possible to understand the Absolute Truth. That's like five times so far. It's pretty clear. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:54. One who is freed from material contamination is joyful and can enter into devotional service. And by devotional service, he can be liberated. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, it is stated that one becomes joyful by discharging devotional service. In that joyful attitude, one can understand the science of God or Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is not possible. The analytical study of the elements of material nature and the concentration of the mind upon the Supersoul are the sum and substance of the Sankhya philosophical system, the perfection of this Sankhya Yoga culminates in devotional service unto the Absolute Truth. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 26th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Fundamental Principles of Material Nature. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tamasmin pratyagatmanam dhya yoga pravrittaya bhaktya viraktya jnanena vivichatmani chintayat. Therefore, through devotion, detachment, and advancement in spiritual knowledge, acquired through concentrated devotional service, one should contemplate that Supersoul as present in this body, although simultaneously apart from it. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Viditam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sva Padantikam. This is a long chapter, Fundamental Principles of Material Nature. And some very esoteric discussions of arousing the Virat Rupa have been part of this presentation. Fortunately, Prabhupada is making it very simple by the conclusions here. The whole process of this analysis of the elements of material nature, the Sankhya system itself, is not ordinarily understood by people. It's something that impersonalists really get a kick out of, trying to follow the indications of the Vedas and analyze and analyze and analyze and analyze and analyze and analyze. And but minimally, the purpose is to distinguish matter from spirit. But then what's the purpose of distinguishing matter from spirit? Of the different categories of matter, there are these categories and they are connected and they relate in various ways. How are they all connected? They're connected to the Supersoul. And so the real purpose behind all of the analysis is to fix the mind upon the Supersoul, having a clear understanding of the distinction between matter and spirit. not identical, but a very similar statement is made by Srila Prabhupada in the last purport of the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita is transcendental knowledge. And Prabhupada summarizes the chapter in the concluding purport, just as he's doing here. The understanding Prabhupada presents is that Krishna has just outlined one of the yoga systems called Sanatana Yoga. And the Sanatana Yoga system has two components. One component is, same as he's emphasizing here, detachment from objects of the senses. And the second component of the Sanatana Yoga system is activities that bring focus upon the soul. So those activities, it's cultivation of knowledge. So in that understanding of the soul, focus upon understanding of the soul, Prabhupada indicates there's two divisions. Understanding the soul itself and understanding the soul's relation to the Supreme Soul, because the soul doesn't just exist any more than rays of light just radiate. They have their source of emanation. It's not like you can break off a light ray and carry it around in your hand and I've got one. It has its source of emanation. So souls also have their source of emanation, and to understand properly the soul, one has to understand the soul in relation to its super soul, to the illuminating factor, that which sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishto matak smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Where the soul is dependent upon the super soul. The soul is in the category of prakriti, just as the body is apara prakriti or inferior matter. The soul is para prakriti. It's dependent. Our knowing capacity, our any capacity, is dependent. And so the whole yoga system, whether it's the Sanatana yoga system or the Sankhya yoga system, it all culminates in devotional service. I wish I could remember. There's one devotee whose name is Radha Balava, and he said that he was describing to me, he lives in New York with 26 Second Avenue preaching team, and he was describing that Satyaraj recently at the American Academy of Religion conference met with two professors who he's known for years because he does that kind of networking with those academic folks. And there's two professors that are foremost in scholarship on Bhagavad Gita, and that's all they do is they just write books about Bhagavad Gita. And they, because they're scholars, they got to be critical. So they would criticize everybody's renderings of Bhagavad Gita, and Prabhupada's was part of their criticism. For what it's worth, meaning these are scholars, but the opinion of these two scholars, they told Satyaraj recently, is after years and years and years of study, we've concluded that Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita is the most accurate rendering of Bhagavad Gita. I wish I could remember the names, you know, Puffy Wuffies, whatever their names are. Because their reasoning was this, that the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is devotion in service to Krishna. So Prabhupada's rendering at each step, although it may not appear to be textually precise and all that stuff, it's expressive of the conclusion, which is exactly what Prabhupada did. He gave the essence at every step. So rather, although the system, the yoga system, has its progressive development, and that aspect of things can be highlighted, Prabhupada highlighted the essence at every step. The essence of devotion to the personality of Godhead. So, here in the Bhagavatam, this chapter is leading in a meandering way to a very clear, explicit conclusion. Bhaktya viraktya jnanena dhiya yoga pravrittaya. The mind is to be engaged in contemplation upon the personality of Godhead. One is to be engaged in devotional service. One's spirit of detachment is essential. Prabhupada has made such emphasis on this one. In all of the yoga systems, in the whole of the Vedic literature, there's at least an element of, if not detachment, at least regulation. And Prabhupada's training of us is that regulation means restriction. So even where there's regulated sense enjoyment, the message is better to do without it or be detached from it. And in the spiritual, the ultimate purpose behind it is through that spirit of detachment, it will enable one to properly contemplate the personality of Godhead. So, understanding the essence of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada has given us a very simple and direct process, devotional service, from the unregulated to the most regulated position. In this yoga ladder system, there's the gradual progressive step-by-step process, or there's the direct process. Using Prabhupada's example, if you want to get to the top of the Empire State Building, fortunately didn't use the World Trade Tower as an example, you can go two different ways. You can go up the stairway, or you can ride the elevator. And the devotional service process is the elevator process. Get on, the door closes, and you're at the top floor when the door opens. Or you can go the many, many steps. Another one of Prabhupada's examples is our method is we place someone on the high court bench and the qualifications come to them. Now normally to get on a high court bench there's years and years and years. I just saw Kuranath and he's saying maybe one day I'll become a judge and I'll be able to wear tilak and fill what Bhaktisiddhanta said. But years and years and years. But supposing somebody, boom, you're a high court judge. It doesn't normally happen like that. But our bhakti process, the direct process which Prabhupada engaged us in, is that one. Now, it's related to this, so I'll just share this experience. Recently, I was invited to speak at Princeton University on the topic of the yoga ladder, and one of the persons astutely, very a little proudly intellectually, was analyzing. Out of all of this, in the gradual process, it seems that there's a very clear idea of ethics and morality that you gradually learn by religious processes and restrictions and so forth. But this direct process, where is it found? And of course, if one gets situated in the high court bench and one is a ruffian, it doesn't look so well. But there's responsibility on the part of devotees who are dressed in dhoti and sari and conducting ourselves in public ways, exhibiting the dress of Vaishnava, we should also exhibit the qualities of Vaishnava. That's part of our responsibility. And if we don't, it doesn't look so good. So devotees should be very nicely trained in Krishna consciousness so that there's proper achar along with the execution of devotional service. Now, the process of devotional service is very powerful. In it, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvayar ganesh tatra samasute sura. It can bring to one, it can simply decorate one with all good qualities. But the devotees need to consider the cultivation of Vaishnava qualities, very important, along with the execution of devotional service. It's part of our, it's a subset of our devotional service. When we come before Krishna to offer some service, we're clean, we're pleasing, we have qualities that are attractive to the personality of Godhead. And what to speak of his part and parcel living entities, if it's pleasing to Krishna. It's part of our responsibility in devotional service. In the purport, Prabhupada quotes several verses. This 1854 verse, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Sochati Na Kangsati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Babate Param. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. His emphasis is on the joyful state that one should be situated in when contacting the personality of Godhead, because he is raso vai saha. He is, his very existence is rasa. So if we're in contact with him factually, it's joyful. An indication that we're in factual contact with the Supreme is that there's a joyfulness. At least, certainly a different kind of joyfulness than material happiness. In the flight that I took from Sacramento to Los Angeles, it was a Southwest Airlines flight, and it was a full flight, and half the plane was rowdy, half intoxicated people yelling like they were in a bar or a football game and throwing peanuts through the airplane and doing, I can't even imitate their sounds, just like, you know, the rowdy all those, so loud. The stewardess had to come on and say, contrary to popular opinion, an airplane is not a universal garbage can. We're going to come through the aisles and collect all of your peanuts that you're throwing around the airplane like it's, you know, you're a bunch of kids. So please deposit them in the basket instead of... It was wild. So another kind of happiness, prasanatma, a happiness that's beyond the modes of material nature. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. At once one comes to the level of Brahman by this avyabhichari bhakti, undivided devotional service. So the Sankhya yoga system assists one in that. The idea of getting a clear understanding of the fundamental principles of material nature is to inspire a spirit of detachment. That's not who we are. And those objects are not even potential objects of enjoyment, because our real identity is something else altogether. Jnana inspires vairagya. This couplet is always there in the Vedic wisdom. And but knowledge alone is not enough. Prapancha kataya buddhya hari sambandhu vastuna mumukshu vipritiyago palgu vairagya katyate. Palgu vairagya, false renunciation, or a gentler form, incomplete renunciation, is the result of hari sambandhu, things that are in relationship with hari. You reject them. Detachment from what's in relation to hari. What's that? It's impersonal. And anasaktasya vishayan, this yukta vairagya principle is the principle of Rupa Goswami's teaching, or Lord Chaitanya's teaching, where detachment is learned or is awakened very naturally within the heart of the individual by devotional service. But it takes devotional service, this principle of dovetailing material nature in the service of the Lord certainly requires a great deal of caution. That is, you can get burned. Put your hand in fire and you can get burned. If you're going to handle fire, you have to have a very clear sense of what it is. Because the spirit, in other words, the spirit of enjoyment, the spirit of enjoyment is so strong. The fruitive tendency is so strong that when one takes up devotional service and tries to engage something in Krishna's service, it may work the other way around, that something may engage you in the material energy service if one is not cautious. So this direct process that Prabhupada has given us, that Krishna provides in Bhagavad Gita, and Prabhupada has taught us very, very clearly, is a very powerful process. Like fire is very powerful, but it also has to be handled very, very carefully. Very carefully means with proper guidance, with very careful training. And one who has proper guidance and careful training will navigate your way through the material energy very carefully, not brashly. One comment that Prabhupada made years ago was, one of the defects of your American mentality is you take so many risks. Practically, you flirt with Maya to see how far you can go out on the limb before you fall off the limb. Your American mentality. There's other symptoms of our American mentality. The change symptom, Prabhupada indicated that one also. Your American disease is you always want to change things. New, improved. But this Vedic process is very ancient, and it's the principles apply universally throughout all of time. So these two things, I'll just repeat the statements Prabhupada makes in the conclusion of the whole chapter. The analytical, there's two components to this whole chapter 26, 72 verses long chapter. With one's intelligence, very carefully analyzed the elements of material nature, with the mind, fix the mind with great concentration upon the super soul. And in a very focused way, engage in devotional service with great concentration, undivided concentration in devotional service. One's senses then become purified. In that purified state, the spirit of detachment from the expectation of happiness through contact with the materials, the objects of the material senses, yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate, one can then understand it's the expectation of happiness through myself as spirit soul, through the medium of these senses, contacting matter, hoping happiness will happen. That itself is the formula for suffering. Dukkha yonaya evate. So let me detach myself from that by another method of functioning in this world. Taking my senses to the objects that belong to Krishna and engaging them in Krishna's service. And then we can have very nice, just like Dudwaraka, an opulent temple, marble floor, very nice paintings, nice sculptures, nice furnishings, nice, very, very, very beautiful. But it's all for Krishna. And it inspires the the heart to appreciate the proprietor of this community, Rukmini Dwarkadish. The devotee that picked me up yesterday was describing his first visit to New Dwarka. He had visited another temple and found that other temple very nice, but when he came to New Dwarka and saw, just entering the temple and saw the deities, he didn't want to go. It's meant to be like that. The opulence of Krishna's energies, it's meant to be used in his service. When doing that, one should understand very clearly the position of being the servant of the deity, the servant of the devotees, so that the enjoying spirit doesn't take over. Stay always in that serving mood and the cautious mood of detachment from the affairs of material energy. So I'm going to end there. 5 minutes early and see if there's some questions or discussion. Yes. The concentration of the mind upon the super soul, or concentrated devotional service? I use the word concentration several times here in the purport. I'm looking, scanning. Huh? In the translation. Okay, right. Therefore, through devotion, detachment, and advancement in spiritual knowledge acquired through concentrated devotional service, one should contemplate that super soul as present in this very body, although simultaneously apart from it. So, concentrated devotional service. It's vyavasayatmika buddhi. Akeha Kurunandana, as opposed to Bahushaka Hayanantascha. Undistracted. So undistracted certainly accommodates diversity, even complexity. In our lives in devotional service, we may have multitasks to perform. I find that happens every now and then. Multitasks come. So, how do you? So, the message is to be very focused on what's the purpose of this activity, the next activity, the next activity. The personality of Godhead is to be served and pleased, which means his pure devotee, which means his representatives. That's our task. Yeah? Yes?
Well, you talk about the formula for suffering. Are we so foolish that you don't get anything but suffering, or do you get a little bit of and think that that's worth it to suffer, or do you just give you a dead suffering and there's so little reason that you just accept it?
Well, there's probably a variety of, you know, programs that people are on, but the latter one seems the most common. That's life. Or, like, for example, all those people, the intoxicated people on the plane yesterday, they thought they were having a great time. They were disturbing the heck out of the other half of the people, including the stewardesses. But they were having a great time. But, you know, the real happiness of the soul was nowhere evident. So, just ignorance. Accepting that which is not to be done is what is to be done. Is that... Yes.
I would say a quote from Prabhupada that the disease is like a dog, go to the limb before we get crushed, we go to the extreme.
Yeah. We flirt with Maya. That was his expression. You Americans flirt with Maya to see how far you can go before you get hurt. When we go and preach, we should recognize that we're taking a risk, because we are. We're taking a risk to not go and preach too. But when you go and preach, you're taking a risk. And those risks should be very carefully considered. Not pushing it to the limit, kind of taking risks. One could give examples and details, but risk should be very carefully considered and calculated, like with association and not dilly-dallying and talking mundane things and so forth, allowing the mind to contemplate the material situation and that preaching and atmosphere. When we go on Harinam in places where people are in this partying spirit, we should go in the mission of we're giving the holy name, not in the mission of let's go check out how much fun they're having. If that mentality is there, that's at great risk, etc. Prabhupada's statement about a sannyasi going to visit someone's home. So one of the duties of sannyas is like that. So if the sannyasi goes to someone's home thinking, this is Prabhupada speaking, that, oh, this is very nice, maybe I'm missing out on some enjoyment, they have such nice this and such nice that, maybe I could enjoy like this too, then he's falling. But the sannyasi should go and preach. The brahmachari should go and preach. But when we do, we're taking risks, so we should be inoculated or protected with the right consciousness. The spirit of serving the mission of Lord Chaitanya, not the spirit of going checking out material enjoyment, the latest varieties of it. I mean, Jayadwaita Maharaj is being involved in publishing, and I'm sure Swavas too have to go into bookstores from time to time and see what's going on in bookstores. You know, one can not do it in the right spirit, or one can do it in the right spirit. I watched one person who was in that service not do it in the right spirit. He's no longer with us. When we're preaching, we're taking risks. We should be aware of that. stay in the mood of service, protected by Lord Chaitanya in that way. Okay. The 8:18 bell is ringing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.